World Sport from the BBC with me, Alistair Ross. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, Croatia go top of Group C at Euro 2012 as they beat Ireland while Italy draw with Spain.
Chance for Spain, and it's through, and Fabregas is able to score. Wonderful pass through from Silva. Fabregas was onto it, left foot finish, whipped into the net, and Spain have equalised.
Chelsea get set to hand Roberto Di Matteo the Chelsea job on a permanent basis. In tennis, a dramatic French Open finals interrupted by rain as Novak Djokovic and Rafael Nadal both bid to enter the record books. And Formula One has its seventh winner in seven races this season as Lewis Hamilton takes the checkered flag to go back to the top of the Drivers' Championship.
Still sinking in, but just feel great to finally be here on the top step. And this, for me, feels like one of the best races that I've had for a very, very long time.
But we start with football, and Barcelona's Cesc Fabregas salvaged a point for European champion Spain as they opened their Euro 2012 campaign with a 1-1 draw against Italy.
Pirlo, now through to Di Natale, great chance for Italy. Di Natale tucks it away, and Italy take the lead. The defending champions are behind in their opening match, and we have wild Italian celebrations here. It's been a tactical triumph for the Italians and for Cesare Prandelli, and he's now sent on his substitute Di Natale, who has scored quite superbly, and it's Spain 0, Italy 1. Oh, chance for Spain, and it's through, and Fabregas is able to score. Wonderful pass through from Silva. Fabregas was onto it, left foot finish, whipped into the net, and Spain have equalised. It's 1-1, and the Italian lead lasted for 3 minutes.
The defending champions start with a draw against the Italians. It's Spain 1, Italy 1.
Well, Chelsea striker Fernando Torres was a second-half substitute for Spain, but he wasn't too disheartened not to get all 3 points.
Well, we wanted to win. We expected to win, but the draw with Italy is the best result we could have got. Maybe it's not fair, but they had their chances. We had our chances, and 1-1, that's a good result, and we have to look forward to next matches.
Well, that draw means Croatia now lead Group C, thanks to a 3-1 win over the Republic of Ireland. Croatia showed a lot of creativity and got lucky in hitting three past an Ireland side who'd gone 14 games unbeaten, a run which included 11 clean sheets for Giovanni Trapattoni's side. The BBC's Alistair Bruce Ball was watching in Poznan.
The Republic of Ireland's players felt refereeing decisions went against them, but they were uncharacteristically sloppy in defence. Shay Given was unsighted for Mandzukic's early header, so he reacted late. Sean St. Ledger soon levelled it, and then the first contentious decision came just before half-time. Jelovic in an offside position when Modric struck a shot. It was blocked. Stephen Ward then sliced it into Jelovic's path, and he tucked it away, the referee deciding that was a separate phase of play, so the goal stood. Croatia added a third shortly after half-time. Mandzukic's header hitting the post and bouncing in off Given. Robbie Keane should have had a penalty for a blatant foul on him, but it was waved away, and now the Republic will have to try and qualify the hard way.
News of an imminent managerial appointment at Chelsea shortly, but staying with on-field action first, and in the African World Cup qualifiers, Cameroon suffered their first defeat of the World Cup qualifying campaign, while Egypt maintained their 100% record with a win. To round up the action, here's Farai Munzaghi.
Libya produced arguably their greatest ever result in international football when they beat Cameroon 2-1 to go top of World Cup qualifying Group 1. Forced to play behind closed doors in neutral territory in Tunisia because of the unstable situation back home, the Libyans made a mockery of Cameroon's lofty position in the world of football. Ethiopia also defied the form book as they beat the Central African Republic 2-0 to surge to the top of Group A ahead of struggling South Africa. Egypt made it 2 wins out of 2 with a hard-fought 3-2 victory over Guinea in Conakry to stay top of Group G. Tanzania tucked themselves neatly into second place in Group C behind Ivory Coast following a 2-1 win over the Gambia in Dar es Salaam. No goals in the Battle of the Crocodiles of Lesotho and Sudan in Maseru, but the result was enough for the Sudanese to top Group D ahead of Ghana and African champions Zambia. Elsewhere, Mali beat Algeria 1-0, but the result only enabled Benin to top the group. The Squirrels drew one apiece with Rwanda.
In the South American qualifiers, Uruguay fought off a spirited Peru fight back to run out 4-2 winners, puts them second in the group, just 1 point behind leaders Chile with a game in hand. Peru remained bottom of that 9-team group with 4 defeats in 5. Elsewhere, a second half Christian Benitez goal was enough for Ecuador to beat Colombia, though they ended up holding on with 10 men after Christian Noboa was sent off late on. Ecuador leapfrogged Colombia and Venezuela to go fourth. Now, Chelsea are expected to confirm the permanent appointment of Roberto Di Matteo as their manager later this week. The Italian's representative spent the weekend in negotiations with Chelsea officials, and the 41-year-old's been assured he is now the man that owner Roman Abramovich wants to lead the club to the new season. Di Matteo's agreed to accept the position in principle, and the remaining contractual issues are expected to be ironed out this week. The former West Brom manager is due to return from holiday in the United States on Wednesday. It's thought the club will wait for him to return to London before confirming the news officially. Frank Sinclair, who was in the same squad as Di Matteo during his playing days at Chelsea, says he's earned the job.
Probably people thought that, you know, the selection would have been, the process would have been done a lot quicker than it has done. But, you know, I'm happy to say that, you know, Robbie fully deserves it, especially after obviously winning the Champions League and the FA Cup and turning the season round.
Tennis now, and Novak Djokovic and Rafael Nadal will have to come back to Roland Garros on Monday to finish their French Open final after rain forced play to be abandoned for the day. Nadal took the first two sets 6-4, 6-3 before Djokovic fought back to win the third set 6-2.
Djokovic serves second serve, forehand from Nadal is long! The defending champion drops his first set of Roland Garros 2012. Novak Djokovic is on the board. He's taken set 3 by 6-2. Nadal still leads by 2-1.
Djokovic also a break up on Nadal, leading 2-1 in that fourth set when rain stopped play. The final will resume at 1 p.m. local time on Monday. In cricket, the West Indies' Tino Best has broken the world record for the highest score by a number 11 batsman in Test history. The fast bowler hit 95 against England at Edgbaston. Best helped the West Indies reach 426 all out in their final innings on day 4 of the third and final Test. In reply, England will resume 205 runs behind on 221 for 5 in their first innings as the rain-affected match heads for a likely draw. Formula One now, and McLaren's Lewis Hamilton leads the Formula One World Championship after becoming the seventh different winner in 7 races this season. The British driver took the chequered flag in Canada, just 2 seconds ahead of Lotus's Romain Grosjean in second, the Frenchman's career best result. Mexican Sergio Perez was third for Sauber. Hamilton's win sees him move 2 points clear of Sebastian Vettel and 3 ahead of Fernando Alonso in the driver's standings after the former world champions could only manage 4th and 5th respectively. Hamilton was unsurprisingly delighted with his race.
Still sinking in, but just, yeah, it's been 5 years since I won here, but it feels, since I won the first time here, but it feels just as good. It feels just as good, and again, just massively proud of the team for continuing to push, and feel great to finally be here on the top step, and definitely, as always, we'll never take it for granted, and this, for me, feels like one of the best races that I've had for a very, very long time.
Time for a reminder of our top stories. Spain and Italy draw 1-1 in their opening game of Euro 2012. Croatia lead the group after beating the Republic of Ireland by 3-1. Roberto Di Matteo is expected to be handed the manager's job at Chelsea on a permanent basis later this week. The French men's open tennis final is halted by rain, with Rafael Nadal 2-1 up, but a breakdown in the fourth against world number one Novak Djokovic. And McLaren's Lewis Hamilton goes to the top of the Formula One driver's standings after winning in Canada. For now, that's the latest world sport from the BBC. Stay with us if you can for further updates throughout the day, and we'll have bulletins, of course, over the next few hours.